أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس أنتم الفقراء إلى الله والله هو الغني الحميد. إن يشأ يذهبكم ويأتي بخلق جديد وما ذلك على الله بعزيز. ولا تزر وازرة وزر أخرى وإن تدع مثقلة إلى حملها لا يحمل منه شيء ولو كان ذا قربى. إنما تنذر الذين يخشون ربهم بالغيب وأقاموا الصلاة ومن تزكى فإنما يتزكى لنفسه وإلى الله المصير. وما يستوي الأعمى والبصير ولا الظلمات ولا النور ولا الظل ولا الحرور. وما يستوي الأحياء ولا الأموات. إن الله يسمع من يشاء وما أنت بمسمع من في القبور. إن أنت إلا نذير. إنا أرسلناك بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا. وإن من أمة إلا خلا فيها نذير. وإن يكذبوك فقد كذب الذين من قبلهم جاءتهم رسلهم بالبينات وبالزبر وبالكتاب المنير. ثم أخذت الذين كفروا فكيف كان نكير.
O mankind, you are totally dependent on Allah, and Allah Ta'ala is free of all wants and worthy of all praise. Every moment, every second, man is totally dependent. Not for a single moment, a flash of a second, can he claim independence. If it were his will, he could have blotted you out entirely and bring out a totally new creation. And that is not at all difficult for Allah. And the law of Allah Ta'ala says that no bearer of burdens will bear the load of the other. Each one is responsible for his own load. And even if the one that was laden with some burden of his own, if he had to call for help for another person to bear and to carry some of his load, not the least of his load can be carried by the next person, even though the next person may be his immediate relative. In this world, as well as in the next world, we follow the law of individual responsibility. You commit the crime and you are responsible. You cannot shift the blame onto the next person. The same law prevails in the hereafter. One who has committed the wrong, then he must bear the consequence himself. So there is a thing like individual responsibility, each one bearing the load of his own actions, good or bad. You can only warn those who fear their Rabb unseen and they establish regular salah. The one who purifies himself, he does so for his own good. And to Allah Ta'ala is the destination of all. Everything must return back to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. On the day of Qiyamah, a man will call out to his father, a man will call out to his son, and he will enumerate his favors upon his son, what type of a father I was. So the son will reply, "No, undoubtedly, you were a very kind father. You are most gracious, most loving and caring." Then the father will ask him, "I need some of your rewards to be transferred onto my account." But the son will say, "I have no doubts about your kindness and your loving care. But this day I am myself in a predicament. If I transfer any of my good deeds, I will be in a predicament like yourself. So that will be the day where the own son will run away from his father, the father from the son, the wife from the husband from the wife, with a fear that one may make a claim against him or may request some favor. So every person will be consumed with his own concern, his own fikr. مَا يَسْتَوِي الْأَعْمَى وَالْبَصِيرُ. And the blind and the seeing aren't alike, nor is the darkness, the depths of darknesses and the light alike, nor is the chilling shade and the intense heat of the sun, both can't be alike. This is plain, everybody can see it. And the living and the dead are not alike. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُسْمِعُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Whoever Allah Ta'ala wills, He will cause him to hear. And you cannot cause those that are in the graves to hear. Those that have passed on, they have been transferred to their graves. Now, the place for action has been, they have moved away from the place where they could do some actions. They've gone to another land altogether. When they've gone to another land, the law and the system there is totally different to this universe. There is no action, there is only reward, and the worth and the value of action is in this world. But once you have been transferred to the next, then your actions have no value, no worth whatsoever. So preaching people that are in the qabr is of no good, because they have passed the time and the place. When they have passed the time and the place, so preaching to them is of no good whatsoever. Similar is the condition of those people whose hearts have been blocked and sealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your preaching will be of no good. They are as good as dead. In anta illa nadid, you are but a warner. And we have sent you with truth to warn and to give good news. And every people, there was never a people who did not have a warner coming to them. And if they kuffar reject you, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then so did the kuffar of the past reject their respective anbiya. Their rasools had come to them with clear proofs and miracles, with divine scriptures and a book of enlightenment came to them with all proofs to support and to support their claims of nubuwwat. They brought in miracles and performed miracles before their eyes. Divine scriptures were presented before them. But they were just stubborn in their ways. ثُمَّ أَخَذْتُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Then at the end I had apprehended these unbelievers. Then how terrible was my punishment.